Next up is Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Lael Gilbert.
Hi, welcome to the Bluebird. Can I take your order, please?
If you sit down at a table in an unfamiliar restaurant and order a salad, there's no telling what concoction will actually appear on your plate.
We have our Bluebird salad, our shrimp and egg salad, our crispy chicken salad.
Sure, you might expect the ubiquitous pile of leafy greens topped with some sort of sauce. Lettuce, spinach, and arugula, for instance, smothered in that combination of fermented milk, garlic, and chives that we call ranch dressing. But it isn't a given. The category salad could include such varied components as cooked potatoes, bananas, fish, boiled eggs, cooked beans, stale bread, whipped cream, or pasta. It might come at the beginning of your meal as a main dish, or if you're in Europe, at the end of your meal as a digestive aid. It might be cold, it might be hot, it might be tossed haphazardly together, or be a carefully composed work of art. In my world, where food and words are so tightly linked, I find this imprecision disconcerting. Imagine if the word cookie were as imprecise. When you ask for a cookie, you might get a circular bit of baked flour, sugar, and butter, or you might get a bite-sized wafer of steak. What exactly is salad? The word salad is from the Latin herba salata, which means literally salted herb. The Romans were enthusiastic eaters of salad and dressed theirs with salty brine, oil, or vinegar. So etymologically, the key ingredient of salad and the reason for its name is the dressing. Dressings for green salads tend to be salty with an oil base, but they can also be creamy with a base of yogurt or sour cream, or in the case of some Asian dressings, use sesame oil and fish sauce. Some contain raw egg, like Caesar dressing, which ironically has no connection to the Roman dictator Julius. Caesar salad was invented in 1924 by Cesare Cardini, an Italian immigrant and chef. The word salad has come to mean, in practicality, chopped food with a dressing, which is the narrowest term possible that would include both warm mustard potato salad and the infamous Utah potluck staple, green jello salad. How else would you define a word that could mean cooked cubed potatoes with mayonnaise or chopped bananas congealed in a lime-flavored gelatin? With such a large array of food choices appropriate to the term, it's no surprise that the salad bar came into popularity in the late 1960s. Salad bars have further torqued the idea of salad. Items like pizza, drumsticks, sushi, and wedges of watermelon now qualify. When you next sit down at a restaurant, maybe it would be more appropriate to start your salad order with the dressing. Whatever does end up on your plate, remember, with a word like salad, there are no guarantees. This is Lael Gilbert with Bread and Butter.